All right. Just a word about the Mar Makomos sheet, just in general. It's tried to give you enough to keep you busy from between shiurim. It's not just for like one day prep. I know guys are things off and different things, but the idea is to, whenever you have some time to move forward, push ahead, and see as much as you can in the Mar Makomos. So, is that a question on that? Just a wrist stretch. Okay. So we left off in the last shiur, for those who were able to be here. The commissioners of the volleyball tournament, I guess, missed out on that. But for the last shiur, it's all good in time. So the last shiur we discussed the question of how to understand, in light of the Gemara on Chav Zayin, but I hope everyone saw the Gemara, where the Gemara goes through the question of what about selling an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new Sefer Torah. In that discussion, we comes up the question of how to understand the Mishnah that we started with at the beginning of the parak, in terms of selling different items of Kedusha, and whether you're allowed to do that l'chatchila. And we basically said that you're allowed to do so l'chatchila if you have in mind to bring it to a higher level, except a shul might be different, as we discussed the last year. But then the next question that comes up, we'll deal with, is the Gemara's direct issue, and that is Sefer Torah. And then we'll move on to the other things in the Mishnah. So the Gemara had the question of Sefer Torah, can you sell it for another Sefer Torah? Now, anybody, what does anybody think the conclusion of the Gemara is? Is the conclusion clear? What? You can sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah?
Cannot.
You think cannot? Why can you, Natan? But the Gemara that was exactly the Gemara's question. So what was the conclusion? The Gemara wasn't sure. So, what?
All the braces at the end are basically
sure. Yeah, so it sounds like at the end you can't. The Gemara says you can't sell a Sefer Torah except for to be able to learn Torah. The sign on the outside the BMP. Leaving maybe the Maisa learning is so important because it leads you to figure out how to do the mitzvos. It's a very...
It's not the English translation.
That's not what it says there?
The English translation isn't good.
What does it say out there?
It says learning leads to action.
No,
it says learning is better than
action. Because it leads to action.
I don't know if it's better, it's just great.
English
doesn't capture.
It doesn't do it.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing because we learn how to do mitzvahs. Derech Agav, Rav Shechter likes to point out, when you learn, the first thing or most important thing to be learning is how to do mitzvahs. That's like the most basic and most important part of learning. Everything else is also important. We want to try to learn as much as we can of all of Torah. There is a mitzvah to try to learn as much of Torah as we can, hopefully all of it, in our lifetimes. But on a most basic and most important level is to learn Godol Limud Shamevi L'Demaisa. You see how important it is to know what you're doing. Hopefully we're doing a little bit of that this year. I heard guys point out to Mark about the cover for the table. I got some nachas on that one. I don't know who it was, but someone pointed out. That was from a few shiurim ago. So anyway, so selling a Sefer Torah. So the conclusion seems to be you can only sell it for learning Torah and for marrying, getting married. Because getting married is a big thing. Having children is a very, very important idea. Now, the truth is, though, the Rishonim are not so clear about this. In fact, the Rishonim seem to take the approach that, well, let's see, different approaches. So the Rashba that we saw last time, so the Rashba, the Gemara had brought a proof, right? The Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara brought a proof from the Mishnah, and the Gemara said, well, since the Mishnah says you can, when you sell a Sefer Torah, you can't buy Svarim, what was the implication?
You can buy a Sefer Torah.
You can't buy Svarim, you can buy a Sefer Torah. So then what was the Mishnah's rejection?
B'dieved.
Oh, so we discussed last time that the Rashba says that maybe the objection is just d'chuy b'alma. It's not really, the Gemara is not so strong about it. The Gemara wanted to push us further to understand more clearly. So if you go with that Rashba, saying that rejection is d'chuy b'alma, then the real way to learn the Gemara is you're allowed to sell Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. You can't, if you sell Sefer Torah, you can't buy Svarim, but you are allowed to sell Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. So that's the Rashba, and the first Rashba towards the top of the Mar Makomos. The implication, the impression you get from the Rashba is that you can sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. So that's one extreme. The Ran, also the Rif, just kind of quotes the Gemara. If you go with Mike said it, on a simple level, you read the Gemara, the conclusion is that it's Usher. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. And that's what the Rif seems to present. And the Ran says, on the side of the Rif there, the Ran says, yeah, it sounds like the Rif is saying you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. Although the Ran himself, if you caught the Ran in his presentation, it sounds like first he wants to say, he seems to say you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah, and then he says, but the Rif is machmir about this. So there seems to be a bit of a machlokes harishonim. Just another interesting point, the Ran points out, if you say you can't sell one Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah, so he discusses the following. Let's say I designate one of those covers for a particular Sefer Torah. So the halacha is I can go parallel Kedusha. I like that parallel term, that Sam's term, even though he's falling asleep on us over here, but he gave us the term last week. So parallel Kedusha, so you're taking the cover for one Sefer Torah, moving it to another Sefer Torah, that's not okay, because that's parallel. Moving parallel is not okay. Dafka have to go. So that's if you hold that shita. Now just interesting that the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, we presented, and I think the Ran says this, if I'm not mistaken, also, they presented Mike as an Ibayad la Ishta, that the Gemara's conclusion is not really clear. The Gemara keeps going back and forth, rejecting proofs, not sure. Even though, yes, you're right, if you read the Gemara simply, the conclusion seems to be that it's you're not allowed to sell for another Sefer Torah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's Ibayad la Ishta, it's not really clear. Now, what's the rule? What do we do when the Gemara is not clear? When the Gemara's conclusion is Ibai Lifshta is a suffix. Right? So the general approach is that if it's a Shaila Doraisa, we take it very seriously, then we're going to be Machmir. Suffix Doraisa L'chumra. So Ibai Lifshta, we're going to be Machmir. If it's a Shaila of Derabanan, the Gemara is not sure, then we're going to be Megil. Suffix Derabanan L'kula. So how should we size up this Shaila? Maybe. That's interesting. What? Adam said it might depend on Malam Makodesh Lo Meridin. So it could be this is related to Malam Makodesh. And Malam Makodesh, I sent you to a Prima Gadim, if you got to it, on the Mar Makomos, where the Gemara, as you saw, Rashi, back when we went to Mishnah, Rashi had sources in Chumash, remember, for Malam Makodesh. So the Achronim have a Machlokes, is that really a halacha minat Torah that you have to go up in Kedusha? Is it not? Is only an asmachta? So that could be part of the issue. If this whole thing is only an issue, Derabana, and a Malam Makodesh Lomaridin, so then that might be a reason to decide. The Kesef Mishnah, though, says because of Kedusha Sefer Torah, is that his Lashon? Homer Kedusha Sefer Torah. So what does that mean? Where what's Kedusha Sefer Torah? So I saw this last night, so I didn't get the front of the Mar Makomos, but the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the sports deck guys learn Pirkei Avos here, but the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says the following. This is going to have Pirkei Avos. Oh, Pirkei Avos, wow. Very good. So the Mishnah says the following. Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. Kol HaMechabed Es HaTorah Gufo Mechubed Al HaBrios. Anyone who's Mechabed the Torah, he is Mechubed Al HaBrios. He's the one who gets honor from people. And many of the Mefarshim, the Rambam, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, and I think, and others, I think you have to look at the big Mishnayos, but they explain that this part of being Mechabed as a Torah is being Mechabed the Svarim. Rabbi Yonah goes on and quotes this whole Gemara about, actually not this Gemara, but he talks about the halacha, you're not putting Svarim on the floor, and not sitting on a bench with Svarim. So then this idea of being Mechabed as a Torah is being Mechabed Svarim. Mechabed as a Torah is also being Mechabed the Tamid Chachamim. That's certainly mitzvah in the Torah to be mechabed tamid chachamim. So if you view be mechabed the svarim as within this idea, could be That's a mitzvah in our Torah to be mechabed to show kavod to svarim, just like we stand for Talmud Chacham. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. Bnei Sevot Akum, v'hadar Tov Bnei Zakeim. We're supposed to get up and give honor to Talmid Chachamim. We give honor to the Torah. This is a mitzvah in our Torah. Could be to be mechabed svarim. So that might be what the Kesef Mishnah means. That since this is such a big deal, this issue of if kavod to the sefer, it would be a lack of kavod to the sefer to sell it and go down and maybe sell it b'chlal and go to another level of kedusha. So maybe we should be machmir on the shayla. Could be this what the Kesef Mishnah means. So it might be dependent on Malam HaKodesh, might be dependent, and if it's Malam HaKodesh, maybe it would be Mekil, maybe where that's where the Rashba is coming from, that the whole Gemara is not clear, and we should be Mekil and Maskana. But if you say the Kesef Mishnah, and you say this idea, maybe that's part of the idea of Mechaber HaSat Torah, and one should be Machmir on this shayla. Or you could say, so the three ways to read the Gemara. It's a Suffolk, we're going to be Mekil, Suffolk, we're going to be Machmir, or maybe, Mike, you're saying that just, no, the simple reading of the Gemara, it concluded Lahachmir, don't sell Sefer Torah, unless you're going to learn. So those are three ways to read the Gemara. Now, so that's issue number two. So issue number one was how to read our Mishnah, in terms of selling, are you allowed to sell the Tchila? That's issue number one in the Sugya. Issue number two in the Sugya is, what's Halacha by Sefer Torah? Issue number three. What is the status of selling all the other things in the Mishnah on a parallel level? Oh, so the Rashba Shita, not that the Mishnah is talking about Sefer Torah, the Gemara is only talking about Sefer Torah.
No, but the Mishnah
was
only about...
Oh, that issue, that Rashba at the top, the Rashba said that Filoch HaLoch HaMar HaLamachar Torah, yeah. The Rashba is saying the Lashon of B'di'evet only applies to Sefer Torah, but everything else is L'chatchila. But we're asking a different question. What about selling parallel?
We saw
Sefer
Torah, so now it seemingly you won't be able to do it because something's only by something which you can't add in B'di'evet.
Oh, so that's good. So that's Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Baal Ma'or. It's the Ma'or HaKatan. The Baal Ma'or wrote on the Rif, basically attacked the Rif. Baal Ma'or was young, I think he was 18. Yeah, he was 18. Or he was young. He wrote the Baal Ma'or, and he wrote Baal Ma'or attacking the Rif, which is a big deal because the Rif was like the Rif. He was a big deal. He was one of the Gedolim. So the Baal Ma'or is it's called the Ma'or HaKatan in some place, Ma'or HaGadol. So basically, in the harder Masechtas, it's called in Nashim Nezikin, it's called Ma'or HaGadol because this is bringing great light. And in the and Moed, it's not as hard a Masechtas. It's called Ma'or HaKatan. This is what Shechter said, that it's called Ma'or HaKatan. Because it's bringing, you know, not such a big, it's a smaller light. We don't need such great light from the Baal Ma'or. So anyway, so Baal Ma'or, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he points out, how are we going to figure out this question? So let's look at the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah indicate one way or the other? If you look at our Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, when you sell the street, buy a shul. When you sell a shul, buy an aron. Aron, mitpachos, etc., etc. Can you go, does that sound like you can go even? Parallel? No, you can't go parallel. And then the Mishnah says, the first half sounds like you can't go parallel. And then the Mishnah says, if you sell Sefer Torah, buy Svarim. If you sell Svarim, buy Mitpachos. And you sell Mitpachos, don't buy an Aron. Can you go parallel according to that? If you read that, sounds like you can't. Because there it's saying, Dafka don't go down, but parallel is okay. So says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, you can't be Medayik anything from the Mishnah, just like our Gemara has a similar discussion. You can make a diuk either way. Don't make any diukim. So now what do we do? So now the question is, so since the Mishnah is not clear, you have to take a stand on which part you think is the main diuk. Or which side are we going to take on this issue? So Rabbeinu, and basically what you'll say, and this is what the Gemara does in some places, when you have two halves of a statement, and you can make opposite diukim, so then you'll say, well, we have one half, it wanted to make the diuk. So let's say what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. The diuk really is the first half of the Mishnah. You have to go up. You can't go parallel. You sell a shul, you have to go up to teva. You sell a teva, you have to go up to mitpachos, etc., etc. So you have to go up. Or maybe flip mitpachos and teva. No, I got it right. So you have to go up. Why does the second half of the Mishnah teach in that confusing way? Why does the second half of the Mishnah say, but don't sell even? Why does it say don't sell down, which gets you confused and makes you think you can sell and buy something parallel? So that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says. No, that's just because to keep it consistent. Look, it's a very pretty Mishnah. You know, it's an upward staircase going in the first half, downward staircase the second half. It works out very nicely. It would be too choppy to mix it up to the second, you know, second half and say, if you sell Sefer Torah, so you could buy a Sefer Torah. Or if you sell Mitpachos, you could buy Mitpachos. So that would be, that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says. And why does, so you're not allowed to. So then why does the Gemara even have a question about Sefer Torah? What?
You can't go up
anyway. Oh, Sefer Torah is different, because Sefer Torah you can't go up. So you really, the halacha is, you have to go up. You can't go parallel. But Sefer Torah, the Gemara has a question about Sefer Torah, because Sefer Torah is different, because Sefer Torah you can't go up. So are you stuck? You can't sell it at all? Maybe you can sell it. At a parallel level, maybe Sefer Torah is different. That's the Gemara's question. The Maskana might be you can't, but the Gemara only raises the question by Sefer Torah, because Sefer Torah there's no other option. But the Rashba flips it around, takes the opposite approach. And the Rashba says that the Gemara, really, you can go parallel. So now we have to ask the same question. If you can go parallel, why does the Gemara ask the question by Sefer Torah? What do you think? Dafka by Sefer Torah, you cannot go parallel. Why not? Oh, because Sefer Torah is so special, it's so kadosh. So Sefer Torah, you're not going to mess around with Sefer Torah and sell it for another Sefer Torah. How can you do that? A Sefer Torah, you can't sell Sefer Torah. Because maybe, in theory, if you could go higher, maybe you could sell a Sefer Torah, because that's treating it with kavod. You're improving the quality here. But to go even for Sefer Torah, that would be no good. But everything else, an Aron, what's the big deal? I sell this Aron to buy a different Aron. Maybe that's not a problem to go parallel. So that's the Shita of the Rashba. And the Rambam also sounds like it's okay. Sorry, it's only Sefer Torah that's mutter. Everything else is usser. Okay, we'll leave that for a second. The proof. So the proof in the Korban Asano. Maybe we'll come back to that in a second. So, how do we paskin? I know probably not everyone got to the end of the Mar Makomos, but I'd like to move on a little bit from this sugya. So, how do we paskin? So, the Shulchan Aruch, if you turn to the back page, the Shulchan Aruch is in Yoredeya in Hilchos Sefer Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch there says there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Okay. And you cannot ve'ino rasha, the second line ve'ino rasha the machro afilu yesh lo harbe sefer Torah, you cannot sell a sefer Torah even if you have a lot of sefer Torah afilu ein lo ma yochal rak al yedei dechak, even if you have very little food like the Gemara said ve'afilu limkor yoshem k'dei liknos chadosh aser, and you cannot even sell an old sefer Torah in order to buy a new sefer Torah avol lo mo Torah lisa isha muta lemoch limkor im ein lo derachel limkor. But you are allowed to sell, like the Gemara says, to learn Torah or to get married. The Rambam, actually, just like this, so I threw it on there, he said that hiring someone to write you a Sefer Torah is considered writing mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And then some add also nowadays, acquiring Svarim is your way of, because the main purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is to be able to learn the Sefer Torah. So now having Svarim also is a key of this mitzvah. So anyway, that's all Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Sefer Torah. Like Mike was saying, you cannot sell Sefer Torah at all. And the Shach really quotes some who say that you really can, but the Shach said no. Really, the Shulchan Aruch means that you can't sell at all because you have to go up. If you see the Shach over here, he says Kamal and Makodesh, you have to go up and you can't go parallel. Yes, Jack. Writing one letter in a Sefer Torah? I don't think so. I don't know.
Nice gesture.
I don't know.
Like the finishing of the Torah,
right. I mean, if it's yours, maybe you could argue that. But the Rama says you can hire someone to write it. The main thing is to have a Sefer Torah. I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, so then how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin about other things? So the Shulchan Aruch in Orachayim Simon Kufnun Gimel, here on the Mar Makomos, I don't have it inside. I mean, you can look it up in your Shulchan Aruch. But there, the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions, right? The lashon, short piece in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Siv Dalid, Shem Kuf Nun Gimel, Im Mutter Litnos Bidmei Kedusha Achas Kedusha Acheres Kayotze Ba. Are you allowed to buy one kedusha for another kedusha parallel? Yesh Oser and Yesh Matir. So there's some who are Mekel and some who are Machmir. So what would you say is, which opinions are these? Whose opinions are these? What? The Rabbi Ephraim and the Rashba, right? That would be a simple way of reading the Shulchan Aruch. And that's how, in fact, the Be'er Heitev, I didn't put this on the Marcos, but the Be'er Heitev over there, they say the Be'er Heitev was like the early version of the Mishnah Brura. So Be'er Heitev was written on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, as like commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. You could see it's like, no, just much not as good as the Mishnah Brura. So the Mishnah Brura, in effect, replaced the Be'er Heitev, because the Mishnah Brura was much more expansive, much covered much more than the Be'er Heitev. But apparently the Chafetz Chaim insisted that the Be'er Heitev remain printed on the page when he printed his Shulchan Aruch. So that's why in the Mishnah Brura, like, you really don't need the Be'er Heitev too often, because the Mishnah Brura kind of gets everything. But he left it on because out of respect for him. But sometimes you have a machlokas in the Mishnah Brura and the Be'er Heitev. Usually it's just extra and unnecessary. But here, the Be'er Heitev has his own opinion, where the Be'er Heitev says, yeah, this is like Mike said, this is the Ravina Ephraim and the Rashba. However, the Mishnah Brura says, no, that's not what the maskana is. Really, we hold you're never allowed to sell on a parallel level. We really hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rambam. We don't hold like the Rashba. And the only question is, if you already sold it, then do you have to, at that point, go up in Kedusha? Or once it's done already, I mean, you shouldn't sell unless you're going to go up in Kedusha. But if you sold already, and now you just have money, $100, do you have to use that money for a higher level Kedusha? Or maybe at that point it would be okay to use it for parallel. Those are the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So, just briefly, maybe some thoughts on how this fits in to the. Oh, actually, let's just say one more thing. What about this? As we discussed last time, what about upping the quality within the parallel level? So that, if you see in the last of the Marmakomos here, in the back page, is from the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva is about Adam Yoredei. He just compiles a lot of different things from different Svarim. So he basically just brings two opinions about this question. If, when we say Malin, does Malin mean you have to go to a totally different level? Meaning to go from Sifrim Svarim Tanakh to a Sefer Torah? Or can quality be considered a Malin Bekodesh? That relates back to the Rush, the Gemara and the Karban Asanel. At the bottom of the first page, Ayin Shum, but that's a Shaila. Pashtus is that we should be Machmir on the Shaila. Because it's not clear whether this is true. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes some Sefer, if you've ever looked at Piskei Tshuvos, sometimes quotes random Svarim. So you go to Sefer, they want to say a Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika about this. Number one, we're not sure if, actually this would depend on the Mishnah Brura and the Be'er Heitev. He says, here's a Sveik Sveika. He says, you want to up the quality of your Aron. You want to get to a higher quality Aron, because you sell your Aron 1 to get to Aron 2. So he says, I have two Sveikas. Number one, I'm not sure, is the halacha like the Rashba, or is the halacha like Rabbeinu Ephraim? If the halacha like the Rashba, it's not a problem. And even if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Ephraim, I'm not sure whether upping quality is considered Malin. Since you have a Sveik Sveika, you have two doubts on here, so we can be Mako. That's a quote one of the Svarim. But then my sefer I told you on the Kedusha of the Kotel and other places, so he points out that according to the Mishnah Brura, that's not valid. Because according to the Mishnah Brura, is there any doubt about the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rashba? No doubt, that's taken care of. We already passed it for sure. We don't like the Rashba. The only question is a qualitative increase considered Malin Bekodesh? So he says that Chora wouldn't be, you can't say enough of a Seik Seika to allow that. All right, we're gonna stop here. Perfect time, Rabbi Richter. No, it's good. We're gonna stop here. The very last issue to deal with, and I'll decide whether I want to have this in shiur, maybe just talk it out for guys who are interested. But the last thing, we're not gonna speak about this in shiur. The next shiur is gonna be on the issue the Gemara talks about putting svarim on top of each other. We'll get into that, and then move on. But to think about the question the Achronim raised. Leave you off of this question to think about, and anyone who has a thought, feel free to come over and discuss. The question the Achronim raised is Malin Bekodesh Velo Maridin. That's what we learned. We have two sources for this. If you say Lo Maridin, what do you need Malin? You have to go up. You could ask it the other way. If you say Malin Bekodesh, you have to go up in Kodesh. Obviously, you can't go down. So, how do you fit the need for both Pesukim? And then, I tried to map this out a little bit, but how plug in, how you address, we have to explain three opinions, really. You have to explain the Ber Heitev. You have to explain the Ber Heitev, or maybe four. Ber Heitev, and you have to explain the Mishnah Berurah. So within those two basic approaches, you have to understand how does that fit back into the Malam HaKodesh. So if you think about that question, I think that question of why you need two Pesukim, the way different Achronim may say it, can help you understand where these different opinions are coming from within the issue of Malam HaKodesh. So I leave you that as food for thought a little bit for further Ian. And Mirtz Hashem, for the counselors, I would recommend trying to just finish up some of these Marmakomas to see some things inside and to Chazer a little bit. And then Mirtz Hashem, the next year, we'll move on to that issue of putting Svarim on top of each other.